I can't believe we just did that. I thought I'd die of cold diving into that lake.
Yeah. Oh, we found it though, didn't we?
Yeah, thanks to that bleeping gizmo of yours.
Oh, I knew that diving course would come in handy one day.
Where are we? And why isn't it flooded with water in here? We must be 30 metres below the lake surface. It's so dark in here.
Well, you remember that little room I dragged you through? That was an airlock. They have them on spaceships all the time.
Yeah, spaceships? Oh, come off it, Rob. I mean, I think you've been in the Bongo Bongo for too long.
Welcome to Space Detention Module Alpha 7. Automated systems are now rebooting. Please wipe your feet.
Wow! It really is a spaceship. This place is amazing.
It certainly has an unusual design. Hey, what's this? It's like an altar.
With a small statue on top of a man in a little hat. This is beyond weird.
Don't touch it.
Too late.
My eternal thanks for reactivating the ship. The presence of a life form was required to reinitialize the systems.
Thanks. So, who are you, sir?
I am the voice of the statue. My ship was traveling through your star system when I crashed on your planet, Terra 799. I believe you call it Earth. Thanks to you, when the fuel cells have been re-energized, I can resume my journey.
We find Earth generally more snappy.
This is amazing. I mean, it's just amazing.
I believe your laws of justice dictate that a token, a gift, is due in exchange for the gift of freedom you have given me. I offer you what we call a keepsake. It's a lasting opportunity presented in gratitude so that you may remember with pride the kindness you showed me.
A gift from an alien? I'm finding this just mind-blowing. And I even watch Hollyoaks.
And this gift, it's completely free? No strings attached?
That is correct.
And what exactly is it, this keepsake?
I have the power of time travel, the freedom to breach the fourth dimension.
No way!
Hey, it's not always what it's cracked up to be, you know. You could end up anywhere. Stellar Storer, Carful, Giddy, Grimsby.
I shall grant you both but a single journey through the corridor known as time. It has no dawn and no night. Ordinary beings are enslaved to its linear path. But through me, you shall swim against that tide. Choose your time and place.
You mean we can go back in time to anywhere and we can come back, right? We're not going to get marooned in the past or anything.
You will be deposited to your proper place in time and space when you wish to return. These are the rules of my game.
Don't do it, Ben!
I have to, Rob. Don't you see? I can change things. I can bring old Johnson back. Make it so we never crashed. I can undo my mistake. And you can save your friend too.
Save him? Could that be possible?
Okay, I'm up first. Hey, Rob, can I borrow your woolly hat?
So, do you want to lift back to campus, Ben?
Do you think I should? It won't do my street cred much good, rolling up with my tutor.
Well, I'll drop you off around the corner and wear dark glasses. Will that do?
It's a deal. Phew, what a way to travel. Excuse me. Did you disappear out of nowhere? Oh, could say that. I just came from round the corner. You can't have seen me properly. Aren't you a bit hot for this type of year, my friend? I mean, what with that big coat and that huge woolly hat? Well, I come from a cooler clime. Now listen, what you were about to do...
Do I know you?
You seem oddly... Well, I mean, this is going to sound ridiculous, but...
Please yourself, then.
Drat! Goodness sake, that's my lift gone. I'm going to have to walk now. That's brilliant. Walk, yeah, do it. It'll be much better for you. You're a nutter. Anyway, looks like I don't have a choice now. He's vanished. How weird.
Ben! Ben! Oh, where is he?
Why, in the past, my friend. At this very moment, I can feel the causal nexus being unshackled from its binding pattern, unravelling like a runaway spindle, and chaos spreading like a plague.
That doesn't sound great. Look, who are you really? Why have you done this?
I am, was, and always will be, the pan-dimensional warlord known as the Celestial Toymaker.